The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, CIAP sisters.
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Yeah.
So how's everyone doing today?
I am enjoying the sun.
Oh, yes.
I am in a great mood.
Yes. It's way too hot though, but I'm trying not to.
It is hot, exactly, because I feel like in the UK we don't get a middle ground. It's either boiling or
it's
cold.
It's so humid, like the air is just thick.
No breeze.
Also, one thing that I don't like about summer is the insects that come out.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, I've been bringing out my Raid fly spray because it's not me that's going to be a victim to these.
No, honestly, I had to go
flies.
And buy that powder. The other day, I opened my window. Literally, 5 minutes later, all these ants were trying to come.
Gosh.
So I had to go buy powder and literally bury my windowsill in the powder. Yeah. And it's just sitting there because I don't like the flying ants, the flying spider.
I'm such a scaredy cat as well.
Sometimes I get my grandma, my poor grandma. Can you imagine?
Your grandma?
I'm not gonna lie. She always kills them for me.
Oh my god!
I'm scared. I'm getting better though. I used to be really, really bad. Like I've literally not slept in my room before because of a daddy long legs, like crawly. What, they're not even called daddy long legs, apparently. They're called crane flies or something.
Yeah, but I think we just put a nickname. I can't do flying insects. It's the flying spiders.
Oh my gosh, I can't. It terrifies me.
But at least we're not in Australia because I heard that's
You will have literally infestation.
You will have a snake that will come and join you in your living room. Like,
the other day,
it makes
a few months ago, last year, I saw this area in Australia had this infestation of mice. Literally everywhere. There was just hundreds of mice running around. That's it.
Okay, cool.
So let's go to the Oh My Pod. Oh My Pod is me this week.
We haven't done Oh My Pod in a while.
I know, it's because we've had guests and stuff like that. So, it's
so
nice
if you're new
one.
Here, first of all, welcome. Thanks for joining the best podcast ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not biased or anything. But yeah, if you don't know what Oh My Pod is, Oh My Pod is where we discuss something controversial, something that is worthy of an oh my gosh moment that we just think we need to discuss and unpack and dissect.
So
go ahead, B.
So this is quite old, but I want to get you guys' opinion on this, yeah? So you guys know Maverick City Music.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So Chandler Moore got married a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And he posted a picture on Instagram, his wedding pictures. Mm. And in one of the pictures, it was like his wife was kind of like they were whining, so she was bawling down, right?
Twerking, I saw
have
that.
You seen the comments? Like
absolutely
the comments.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
did
I'm
you
gonna,
see the
gonna,
as well?
I'm gonna
it's
get
it's
it because
ridiculous.
Yeah, please, you need to just read some of the comments because I don't understand.
I thought people cannot be this up. Some people were like, "Oh, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stop listening to your music.
Yeah,
like,
or
is
this
is
unchristian. Like,
yeah, it's unchristian.
Someone was saying this is not sitting well with my soul. I'm so sorry.
People should be something should be left for the bedroom.
Can you imagine? That's
your my own wedding.
At your own wedding, they're trying to police how you interact with your other half. I'm sorry, people have lost it. And this is why a lot of Christians are in miserable ass marriages because they don't know how to have fun.
Yeah.
It's just
or they're
so
not in a
sickening.
Relationship for themselves, it's for
exactly.
other people.
Exactly.
Exactly. So let me look through some of the comments and see what people
I
are
saw
saying.
That and I was
Did
in disarray.
Did you respond to it?
No. He ain't got respect because there were too many. Literally too many. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to look for.
And I looked at the pictures as well. They were just having fun.
They were literally having fun.
What a normal couple would do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. See, someone said it's not about being married and doing whatever you want in front of the world. In fact, this is what Satan does: takes the sex out of the bedroom and puts it in front of the world.
I'm so sorry. Like, where were they having sex in the image, please?
Come on, it's really not that deep. It's really people were really. Wow, I'm a huge fan and happy for your wedding bliss, but was quite taken aback by the second slide. Yes, I know you're married now, but the bed is underfired, but some things are just not appropriate, etc. Some people are like really.
What's not, I just want to understand what is not appropriate.
It's the whining.
No. Kids and singles. adults are following you. Imagine someone who is fighting against pornography. She's literally, do you know, that
aggravates me because it's not my job. I'm not your God. I'm not your Jesus. It's not my job to show you how to overcome your addiction. I'm so sorry.
And the fact that you're looking at that, like it's meant to be a union. You can see they're just having fun.
Exactly. And they are thinking that way. Married.
Exactly.
They are married. Marriage is literally the institution God created where we're allowed to do all of that.
Exactly.
So how are you still policing me in a marriage as well?
All I'm going to say is, he's good, but a lot of people are commenting like, you know, if this is bad, people are going to see what I'm going to do at my wedding. I don't know if I would do all that at my wedding, but
I would. Why not? I'm not
saying I would or I wouldn't. I don't know. I just don't know if I would or wouldn't, if that makes sense. But if I do, mom, whoever, grandma, close your eyes, don't look. That's it. Just what I'm saying.
Like, I'll whine with my boyfriend now. We ain't married. I'll whine hard so that people really be mad.
I'll whine hard.
It just really aggravates me when people try to police what other Christians do. Like, he was not doing anything wrong. Exactly. That's what irritates me.
Yeah, 100%. But that really was irritating me. It was just hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious to see. Even Twitter as well was responding.
Yeah, that's how I saw it. Because I saw everyone talking about it on Twitter. And I thought, oh, what's this? And then I went on his page and
I thought it was something serious.
People are just too uptight. And people, to be honest, when I was looking Christians at the people's pages, right? No offense. But they were, this is just me saying what they were white conservative Christians.
Yeah.
You could tell that
a lot
of them were looking at their profile. A lot of them were white. Some were black, but you could tell they were middle-aged. So it was different from, they don't do those kind of things, but it doesn't mean you should judge someone and say, well, this is, it's not that deep.
And it doesn't make you a better Christian
Exactly. Well. Yeah. 100%.
If he was outright doing something that the word explicitly says this is a sin or this is, then okay, fair enough. And even then, you shouldn't be going in the comments as if you're the dictator of his life.
As T.Y. Savage says, you mind your business, drink your water.
That's it. Let us know your thoughts, guys. I'm really intrigued to know your thoughts. Okay, so let's get straight into the episode. Today we're talking about boundaries. Boundaries in all facets of life. So it'll be interesting to just unpack it and really understand what you guys think about boundaries and things like that. So first question, what is your definition of a boundary? So especially when you were growing up, and how has that changed? So now that we're in our 20s, how has the definition of boundaries to you changed from when you were maybe a teenager to now?
I don't know, it's a broad one. When I was younger, I don't think I really had a good understanding of what boundaries were. I was definitely the sort of person that got walked over, and I would be the yes girl and try and do as much as I can for other people rather than for myself. As I got older, and now that I'm in my 20s, my mid-20s, or late 20s soon. Now I'm starting to understand what boundaries are, and it's just more about putting yourself first and not, you know, obviously there's got to be a balance. But I think within relationships, friendships, at work, boundaries just means like not putting yourself last all the time and making sure that your voice is heard, your opinions matter as well. So it's definitely changed, and it's something that I'm still working on, to be honest with you. Because again, like I said, I'm normally like a people pleaser. I would say yes, but I'm trying to like say no, 100%. And there's nothing else. Like just no, you don't need to know the reason behind it. I'm not 100%. Gonna come out because I don't want to. I just want to chill in bed.
That's a big one.
I think growing up, if I don't know about you guys' household, but I think to generalize with black households, we were just taught not to have boundaries. That in a way, having boundaries was disrespectful, especially to our elders. So if we ever felt to put ourselves first or to say no to them, because of something that made us uncomfortable, it was, you're not respectful, you don't respect us, or you're being disobedient. And so that's a very toxic way of being raised in a sense, because you become an adult and you are now the yes man to everything, like Jen was saying. So I think that you know, in my household or in households similar to mine, you're kind of just taught the parents always right, or the elder is always right, and sometimes that's not the case. Do you know what I mean? And so it's really, it makes me realize how intentional I have to be raising my children, that for them, as much as there are certain rules they have to follow and guidelines, that I want it to be, I want them to feel safe to be able to say, mom or dad, I'm not comfortable with this.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We weren't given that, the safe space, if we're honest. But that's because they, that's all they knew. Their parents weren't do you know what I mean? They weren't even tighter than them. Yeah. So it, I think that, yeah, as you get older, it's something that you, you know, when you finally start to hear it, you're like, oh, I have a choice. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I actually have a choice in this. And that, that is, I think that's where I came to, where it was like, I actually have a choice. I didn't know all this time that I had a choice to say no, to say I'm uncomfortable. It still feels weird to me. Like, even someone messaged me this week and was like, oh, hey, can we have a conversation? I didn't know whether it was serious or whatever. I said to them, it depends what it's about because I don't have the mental capacity today.
Yeah.
Literally, wow. I said that to them. And
that's
and,
very mature.
And, yeah, and they messaged back and was like, oh, it's about this and it wasn't anything serious, it was something lighthearted. So I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. But anything heavy, so I'm trying to practice. It feels awkward sometimes. I even laugh a little bit when I say it, but I'm practicing saying that. And again, and like I said, I think it just goes back to how we were raised, knowing that if we ever set boundaries for ourselves, it was perceived as disrespect or disobedience.
Yeah,
so it's definitely been a journey.
I feel like there's a fine line though when you're younger, because when it depends on the age, because I feel if you're saying, no, mom, I don't want to do that, there's an element of, okay, you're actually being disrespectful and you don't have a reason why you don't want to do
it. But then I think that's, as I was saying, I think that's different with rules and guidelines to follow. Because as a child or whatever, you need to follow rules. But when it comes to things that our parents may want us to do, like, oh, come and speak to this auntie or go, we need to go there. I don't feel that today. Mentally, different. I'm not okay. Or I don't feel in the mood to do that today. Just being aware of where your children may be mentally and paying attention to that. So that's kind of what I mean by that. You follow the rules in my house.
You can't just say no, because of my boundaries.
Explore the reasons behind
Even if they say no, explore. So if I say, can you please wash the dishes, and they say no, okay, I'm not always gonna ask you why, but sometimes if you know, you have to, again, that's why you need to know your children well, because sometimes they maybe say no and it's, I don't want to do it because I just don't want to. Sometimes it's no because you can actually see or feel that there's something up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's prejudice. But yeah, continue, Shade, as you were saying.
Yeah, no. So no, it's good you cleared that up, because I was just like, we do have to draw the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where is the whole, okay, I need my boundaries, or where is the, I'm just saying no because I want to say no because I can't bother to do my chores today.
Yeah.
So I think that it's important to ask your children questions and to really just delve a bit deeper so you can understand. But to answer the question myself as well, boundaries. So I think I'm quite similar to Jen in that when I was slightly younger, slightly more, less confident, didn't really know myself more much, I was a people pleaser. So it was 100%. Like, oh, yes, okay, I'll do this. Come with me here. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Because I found it, I didn't want to have that conversation where I would decline an invite, or where I would say, no, I don't feel comfortable doing something. I didn't want that confrontation, so I would just do it.
Yeah.
But definitely now,
I can't kill myself.
What I don't do though is what you said, Bianca, where you're very self-aware enough to be like, okay, I actually don't want to do this today because I don't have this mental capacity to deal with this. I need to actually start doing that more, I think, rather than maybe just saying, okay, no, I don't want to do this because whatever, or lying or covering
it. It's a lie.
Sometimes you have to lie. You have to think of something suitable to say.
Sometimes it's not that you don't want to do it, but you don't want to do it now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you may be in a better space at another point. And that's why I say it depends what it's about, because give me a few days, I'll get back to you. Maybe I'll be in the space to have this conversation, or maybe in the space to run this errand for you, if that makes sense. So I guess it's just maybe about paying attention to yourself, really.
I did something similar this week as well, where I told someone, you know, I can't call you back, but I can message you.
You
know, having that
little thing.
So, the first time I didn't feel guilty, because I was like, I just can't take it anymore. Like, there's so much going on in my personal life at work that I can't add that onto mine as well. But I still want to be there for you as well. Because I do feel that guilt sometimes about,
Later.
You know.
Because I would definitely, with you guys about the people pleasing stuff, me, I'd run myself tired. Like, literally, I'd run myself tired. And that was mainly, I guess that goes on to the next point, because I ran myself tired because my value was placed in how people thought of me. I didn't want people to be disappointed or feel that I was unreliable in any sort of way. So if I said no, then I would be scared that they would be like, oh, well, she's useless. And then that's where I get my value from. So I definitely think as time goes on for me, And I get older and become more confident, it's an automatic thing. The more confident I am, is the more comfortable and less guilty I feel. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But what about you guys? Was like, or is self-love ever considered when you're implementing your boundaries? Do you ever think, oh, I'm doing this because I need to like love myself, I need to put myself first? Or is it just like, it's second nature, like I don't want to do this, it is what it is?
I wouldn't say it's at the forefront of my mind. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of concrete examples where, like, in recent times, yeah, I have implemented my boundaries or like explicitly expressed that, yeah, I don't want to do something because of, yeah, it's just going too far and I don't want to cross that boundary myself. Can't really think of any, but I don't feel like self-love has been quite prominent,
yeah,
if I'm being honest, when I'm implementing
that boundary.
Yeah.
I think I'm starting to, yes, like same, I said, same. I can't say it's the most definite thing, the reason why I started putting boundaries in, but it's just more about like I could see how much it was affecting me, how much, yes, I was, you know, I wasn't able to relax. I was always, yeah, putting all my energy into other people. So that's kind of what encouraged me to now say, do you know what? You need to now say no,
yeah,
without any reason given. Exactly. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have, yeah, to feel guilty. And I guess there's an element of self-love about putting myself first, yeah, about understanding, mm-hmm, that, you know, my well-being is important as well.
And it makes a huge difference. One of my friends, she's really, really talented when it comes to branding and web design and stuff. And she used to go to my church and she... Because she's so talented, people take the mic.
Okay.
For every single project, oh, let's contact her, let's contact her, let's contact her. And she found it so hard to say no because, yeah, when you're with church folk, it's awkward.
Oh, yeah.
So it began, yeah, to get really awkward when maybe she would decline or maybe when people wouldn't pay her on time because she was always accepting and not putting boundaries in place, really.
Yeah.
So that, you know, eventually led her to even leaving.
Oh, wow.
Because it just became too much.
Yeah.
Where people would think, oh, because she's younger than them, because of the culture. She has to say yes, and then they would also take the mic on top,
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
And I've realized that now she's like glowing. She's about to turn 30. She's glowing, like she's really doing her thing now. And you can see the difference in how she is. Like she's, yeah, so much happier.
Yeah. It's like a weight's been lifted.
Yeah, because she's learned to just say no.
And when you're constantly, there's no benefits to saying yes more than you say no.
Yeah,
because.
But I get why people do it. Because you want to seem capable. Yeah, you want to seem like, oh, you can handle it.
You want to prove yourself.
Mm. Especially at work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I was going to say that it's only going to end up, it's inevitably going to end up in you being drained and you giving more than you're receiving.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to be drained. You're literally going to be running on empty.
Yeah.
And that's when you start to kind of feel it like I can't mentally. And then that actually starts to affect the quality of what you are giving as well. So eventually when people are, you're saying yes,
mm-hmm. yes,
because you're so drained and you're so empty, you're not giving as much as you would give if you were, you know, being poured back into or pouring into yourself rather. So
or you might just snap.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's happened to me a few times. So I've just been like, where did that come from? Why didn't I say anything?
Exactly.
Because you've let it build up and you haven't
expressed
that. So that leads on to the next point. How do you express? What's the most effective way to express that no, I'm not doing that today? I really like the example that you gave before, but if there is someone that's listening that is struggling to maybe put that boundary in place because they feel like they're being disrespectful, because they feel like they're too young, so they have to say yes, or even at work, they want to impress their manager, but they also need to log off at 5:30 because they need to have their evening to themselves, stuff like that.
Oh my God. This logging off at 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
I used to stay back all the time.
Yeah.
But this year, I said 4:30, I'm starting to wind down. Yeah. Don't ask me questions.
Yeah.
Even at lunchtime as well, like when I'm eating, my colleagues are asking me questions about work. So I've had to like take myself outside.
Wow, to eat.
So that no one, you know, disturbs me.
Yeah.
But another thing as well, and hopefully that can help someone out there, I try not to. I don't know how to say it in a good way. I try not to like work with friends, like when it comes to like finances, just because I found in the past it can create like some blurred lines.
Okay.
So like
that's why they say don't mix.
Don't mix. Yeah. So I try to not do that as often.
Yeah.
Just because I like to keep those two things separate.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are
totally with you on that.
A freelancer and you're producing some work for someone and they're taking a long time to pay you, how do you approach this?
Exactly.
It's a bit awkward. So I'm trying to just avoid that as much as possible, unless you do it like very formally. There's a contract in place, you've got meetings,
it's the more familiar you are with someone, is the harder it is for you to set boundaries with them.
Yeah,
the more familiar they are with you, is the harder it is to set boundaries with them. So again, i.e. family and friends, it's quite hard.
So you said you started logging off at 4:30.
So like, how do you practically stuff like do that?
I would
literally pack my bags and go.
Because there's no brownie points for the person who stays longest at work. I realized that you can work tirelessly. It's not about that. They won't even notice. And even if they do notice, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, log off early. But no, especially in a work setting, they're concerned about the outcome.
Yeah.
They're concerned about delivery. What are you actually delivering? What value are you adding? You stay until 8 p.m.
And I think if you're only killing yourself in that way, it's good, like I said, to communicate that if you need to be able to be in a space where you can give your best to whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
So if it's in the space of work, for example, context, and you're constantly being asked to stay late or to do this and to do that, just try your best to, in a way, communicate to your manager, your boss, your line manager, whoever it is, that in order for me to give you the best result that you need, I need to be able to have the freedom and the space to be able to work within, you know, my parameters.
Exactly.
And what I'm being paid for, really. So, you know, I think it's really important. So it's, you know, setting boundaries is never going to be comfortable. Like, eventually it will. I think it's practice. The more you do it. Because I know people now who, like, they don't care. It's a no. I don't feel no way, but I don't even have to give you an explanation. That's it. But some people, it just takes time. So I definitely think over practice, with time, you'll definitely get there.
And your choice of words is really important. Yes, so what 100%. You said about, I don't have the mental capacity, saying no and just leaving it as that, saying, I'm going to get back to you later on.
Those are all just perfect thingy. Because even though I said that because they were a close friend, so I could give them that explanation. Whereas even sometimes close friends, sometimes I just say no. Mm. And you have to be okay with that. Like, I've had friends, I've asked friends for things sometimes. I was like, can you do me this favor? Can you come here with me or whatever? And it's, no, I can't, sorry. There's sometimes, even me and my friend were having the conversation the other day about how when we say we can't do something to someone, we automatically say sorry. Why are you saying sorry? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so even taking that word automatic. Sorry out of your vocabulary.
Yeah.
You haven't done anything wrong. There's nothing to apologize for.
But it's still important to be kind.
That's your choice of words. Of course, not to be rude.
It's still important to be kind, because think about how you would feel if someone declined you as well. Yeah. Obviously, we know that we're mature enough to understand that, okay, they don't want to, maybe they can't right now, which is fine. But just also think about the way they'd receive it.
Yeah, 100%. Just choice of words.
Yeah, it's very important.
It's really, really important. But just don't, it's more of a mental state of not being constantly apologetic for,
saying no
and for feeling like you're letting people down.
Exactly.
Like, that's the mental space that you have to remove yourself
from. Feeling obliged to. Like, for example, I'll keep speaking about work, because work is where boundaries are completely through the roof. But like, for example, you're booking annual leave and you're saying why you're booking annual leave. You don't have to.
That's
your
entitlement. That's your entitlement.
You're able to.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly. It's 100%. No one's business what you're doing. If you want to share, then up to you, but don't feel like you have to. And don't say, oh, sorry, you know, feeling bad for taking what you're entitled to. That's also boundaries.
I wonder where that comes from.
I think it just comes from just trying to impress and always trying to prove that
it's all tied into value.
The best worker. Yeah.
That's literally it. It's like, we place our value in things.
I was even talking
to my boyfriend yesterday, and I was saying, this morning actually, because we were having a conversation about men and stuff like that and women. And I was just saying that, you know, we place our value in things that don't last, that can easily be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even a job or a career choice, whatever.
Yeah.
Literally, as much as you've worked to get where you were, in a snippet, that can be taken away from you without any control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you place your value in that, what happens is you don't only lose that job or lose the money, you lose your self-worth. That goes with it, is the job. So it's really important for you not to tie your self-value. And it's easier said than done. It takes a lot of intentional work.
Yeah.
But not to tie your self-value to people, to the approval people, to credentials, to qualifications. It has to be all here because those things can be taken away in a second. And so, I think that's, it all goes down to how what you think and feel about yourself.
I'll go as far as saying society as well, because just using the workplace as an example, some of my colleagues who are maybe white or of a lighter complexion or depending on their background, I find that they're they're able to kind of just say no and everyone leaves however, if maybe and the thing is, I've spoken to my other people and my friends about that, and they kind of feel the same thing, where they feel more guilty, not just with people of another race, but even with men. Once a man says no, that's it.
It's like us, we always have to feel like we need to there's different soften the blow
depending on what color you are, what age you are as well. People, so even when you come out of you graduate or you're younger, they want you to do more, they can run you dry, even with internships, as much as internships are for experience, they will run you dry and push every boundary that you possibly have. So I definitely think you're right, 100%. But I'm enjoying this episode more than I thought I would.
Before we go, I have to just say that just reminds me of the whole younger older thing. African parties, and the aunties tell you to stand up or go and get them food because you're
older. My god,
now that is a boundary being absolutely pissed on.
Really,
you say, like, I'm really even trying to think about the best way to
say disrespectful,
turn them down, because I don't think it's disrespectful to not get up. This is my seat. And it just aggravates me when I see that. It's a difficult one, but
I feel like it's going to kill me, but this one, again, this is cultural differences, right?
It's culture. Yeah.
So, I was having a conversation with my boyfriend yesterday, and we were talking about, like, eventually if we get married and stuff like that. And because I think it's just more so I'm not used to it, but also I had to think to myself, is this a boundary being pushed? He was telling me that, when we get married and we move in, his mum might be around a lot. And I was like, okay. I literally said okay about 20 times. He's basically like, she's practically just going to live there for, like, not as in stay there, but for the first couple of weeks, she's going to be there a lot.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Interesting. Okay.
That's different.
And I was just like, okay, we don't do that in my culture. I do understand that. I know that's what happens. Sometimes,
When you give birth, the mum comes.
Sometimes, but it depends.
I can't remember. Is he the youngest?
He's the youngest.
His mummy's boy.
I do understand that, just being really, like, involved and stuff like that. And I also have to remember, okay, Bianca, don't react just because your mum's not here and she can't be around. Do you know what I mean? Like, just think about it as if your mum was here. How would she want to be involved as well? I know my mum, she would give me my space.
Yeah.
If I wanted. But I was like, okay. So I was thinking to myself, is that a boundary? But again, what we're saying, can I say that? Is it disrespectful to say I don't think I'm going to be comfortable with that? I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I don't know how I felt about it.
I think you probably need to come to a compromise.
100%. It's not like I know this can't happen, it's more so, okay, if I want to express that, maybe we can try something different, is that disrespectful?
No, I don't think it's disrespectful.
But that's what was going through my mind. Yeah, of course. I'm saying. Especially because I don't come from that culture. So I don't know what's disrespectful, what's not a lot of the time. So I have to really. So I think sometimes you have to kind of.
But what's
good
is that you're
it.
Having those conversations before that even happens. So you can kind of, like.
Very important. That's why having intentional conversations before getting married.
I know I annoy him because every day I'm like, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Because I literally, mind goes at 1,000 miles per hour. I have so many thoughts. And he's like, oh, for goodness sake. But anyway, she's all that. So if you guys don't know what she's all that is just a segment in our episodes that we do on our solo episodes. So this is when we don't have guests, where we just highlight a woman who's done something amazing. It could be a friend, it could be an auntie, it could be a sister, it could be a celebrity, it could be anybody. I know Jen's doing it this week. So who you got for us, Jen?
I have got a wonderful young lady called I hope I'm not butchering her name, but V. Katifu.
Okay.
And she's, I've been following her for a while. Mm. She's an Oxford University graduate, and she's just recently graduated from Harvard as well. She's an activist. She's just an
Double homicide.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, I see that clip on Instagram. time.
I feel like I've.
You haven't seen
I think I feel like I have.
Because I was saying she got Oxford and Harvard. It's the clip on Instagram. I have to. You guys.
I need to watch that.
It's you know Jocelyn from I'm Loving Hip Hop. Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Show Jocelyn's camera.
But I think
the thing is, sorry, this is disturbing. But it was a funny moment that shouldn't have been funny because basically there was a girl talking about how she had an abortion and it was twins.
I saw that.
And basically
and someone said double homicide.
And then someone was in the back and she was like, oh, double homicide. And everyone was like, oh, she did not say that.
You know those thoughts that you're not meant to say that.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a viral clip. But anyways, go on.
No, I remember that.
Gosh. But yeah, she grew up in Zimbabwe and she's spoken about you know in the past about her journey growing up there and the hurdles she's had to face. The reason why I picked her is just because she's just I can just describe her as like a ray of light. She's someone who's so positive all the time. She's just started her new brand Empowered by a V.
Does she live here or she lives in Zimbabwe?
She lives in the UK. She's an ambassador for the UN as for Girl Up Zimbabwe. So she's someone who kind of, you know, does a lot of work with young girls and tries to empower and uplift. So I just thought she just graduated from Harvard. Congrats to you.
Girl.
Congrats. That is
being able to do that woman. And everything else she's doing, I don't know how she does it. She's so young.
It's the power of the woman.
We can do all things. Literally, I was speaking to my friends today because I went to see my friends who've had babies and one is a first time mum and she was just like, as soon as you give birth, the mother instinct just kicks in and you just know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That is so good. Shout out to you.
She sounds amazing.
Lovely.
I have to check her out.
Definitely.
Yes. Cool, guys. So, next thing.
Next thing.
I think we've kind of like covered a lot. But I do want to ask you guys one actual pivotal question. I think it's really important, which is... how do you deal with the guilt? Like, how do you deal with friends and family who consistently, not necessarily the guilt, but friends and family or people in your life who consistently, you know, don't seem to respect your boundaries?
Oh, man.
How do you deal with that? Because that's the difficult one.
Yeah.
Especially when they are family members. You know, it's funny. I was having a conversation. I feel like I have a lot of conversations with my but we're having a conversation
as you
yesterday.
Should.
Yeah. I was talking to Joel yesterday and we were sharing stories and I was talking to him about my experience when my mum passed away and the funeral and how awful it was like the family. I think we were talking for about an hour. I was talking to him and that wasn't even half of it. And I was telling him about, you know, this is my mom's side of the family and you know how they put my mom's children through and stuff like that and how hard it was. And so we were talking about family, basically about sometimes there are family members who are just the way they are and you know they will constantly push your boundaries and it's okay, even if they're blood, it's okay to say, do you know what, I have to keep you over here because you're not okay for me, you're not okay for my mental health, you know, you're not bringing me peace, you're actually doing the opposite. But sometimes, again, even when you're younger, it's harder. So when my mom passed away and we were planning the funeral, because we were younger, there wasn't as much respect there. Do you know what I mean? So it was like when we were saying things, bearing in mind, there's context because we probably out of everyone, as much as their siblings and stuff, know my mom the best, right? And it was hard to kind of like assert, not authority, but to assert certain decisions and say certain things because there was just no boundaries. They had no boundaries. And so... I want to know from you guys, like, how do you guys deal with, because for me, if I'm honest, I talked to my brother. My brother got married last year in LA, when I went to LA.
Yeah.
The people that did us wrong during that time, they weren't at the wedding, they weren't invited.
Wow.
They weren't invited. He was just like, I'm not, they're That's not coming. Good. And I was talking to Joel, but Joel was like, I'm with Ryan. I was shocked because I thought culturally you would be like, no, you should have to invite them.
But as you get older, sometimes you tend to move away from
So like, with you guys, especially because it's not, as respect is a thing. I was brought up on respect, right? But with you guys' cultures, it's definitely more of a set in stone. Like, if you do this, you are, just what I'm saying. How have you guys dealt with that culturally, especially? I'd really like to know.
Oh my gosh, it's hard. Yeah. You know, especially like with your aunties. For example, like today, actually, I was supposed to, imagine my auntie asked me to apply for a job for her to actually fill out the whole application and everything. And this, you're saying, wow, this is a norm, you know? I know. And it's stuff like that. And I tell my mom, like, look, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. And she's like, she's understanding. And she's kind of like, you know, it's up to you. But I'm like, mom, but you should tell her.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think You know, wow. I'm trying to like find that middle ground between being still being respectful towards my elders, my aunties, you know, that kind of stuff. But then also kind of understanding that I am too an adult.
Yes.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yes. I can't just, you know, you can't just send me to the shop.
Yeah.
That's one thing about it.
One of the reasons why I can't wait to have a child is I can tell them to get the remote control.
It makes a big difference.
You know, you take advantage of the fact that children don't really have boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's true though. You kind of do.
The remote control is really like, come and get that to run errands to the shop.
But when you get out, like you said, you're an adult now.
Yeah. So it's like, it's still, I'll say it's still hard for me, but I'm kind of trying to say like even today I had to say, look, I'm recording, I don't have the time, don't have the capacity to do that. And she's like, oh yeah, but please, please. I'm like, I can't do that, auntie. So it's just things like that I'm starting to implement.
Yeah.
But I won't lie and say that I don't feel guilty. But it has to happen, man. We need to get rid of this whole, you know, not wanting to disrespect our elders.
I'm really trying to think of examples.
Or do you feel like you're not quite there yet where you feel like...
Yeah.
Or do you feel like you don't feel that your boundaries are pushed that much anymore?
Because you're quite, assertive, no?
Am I? No, I am.
We've gone out. If you don't like something...
Oh,
like
yeah.
Food,
oh.
Shadi is like, yeah. I don't I'm like always this
that friend.
Back.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. My other friend said this the other day, so I'm that friend.
But
I'm
then,
sorry.
For example, because the thing is, both of you are the oldest girls in your family.
Yeah, yeah.
So that also must be...
Yeah.
That must have been, especially when you guys were growing up, teenagers and early 20s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It definitely comes with its challenges.
She said that with like fire in her stomach.
Oh, no, it definitely does. I'm trying to think of like examples where adults have like pushed boundaries and has to be like,
no. But like you said, you had to get the example of like just typical aunties and, you know. Just
yeah, I mean,
like
I've had people like maybe comment on my dressing, on saying don't wear ripped jeans and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the answer is I don't deal with it. I just ignore you.
Okay, cool.
I legit, that's just good. Because I don't want to be disrespectful. Because then I'll start saying, oh, pastor's daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at how she's talking. Yeah, no respect. This, that. So I just ignore.
You're good because you're so funny. When my family all went to the same church, my dad was a pastor there. So I had those same similar things. Like someone would tell my dad, oh, look at your daughter's posted on Twitter.
I've had that. You guys know the dress. I don't know if I showed it on the episode, but the dress that I wore to Brown Sugar Awards. Someone messaged my dad. Imagine. They went straight to my dad.
Thank you. Because
I was showing a bit of chest and a bit of arms.
Yeah.
That offended them. And then apparently the person is fond of me. So if you're so fond of me, quote unquote, that's what I'm doing for those that can't see me.
This actually ties back into the whole Charles Lamour thing.
Yes.
You're literally pushing people's boundaries and you're invading a space that doesn't need to be invaded when you're commenting and saying certain things and asking.
And it's just like
things.
You say you're doing it out of love, but you're not. Because if you were, you would have come directly to me.
Can I ask you guys a question though, quickly, because I want us to round up, right? When it comes to boundaries, this is another just perspective I had of where just in general, a person in your life expects more of you than you can give.
Mm.
Like, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
For example, you are not holding them in the same esteem that they hold you.
Mm.
So they want more from you than you expect from them, if that makes sense. Like, in a friendship or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'll deal with that, you know. Listen, I can only give how much I can give. I can't come and kill myself or anything like that, so... I don't know. I think with navigating that, it's just about understanding like yourself and having those uncomfortable conversations, especially at this age. Having those uncomfortable conversations is really important.
Mm.
If I can't give you what you want me to give you, I need to be able to voice that and you need to be able to accept that. And I've been in that situation on the other end where I've kind of said like, you know, I would do this for that person if this happened to me. But then someone told me, I don't know who told me a long time ago, was like, you know, try not to expect, like you shouldn't expect so much from people because everyone's different. Not everybody's going to react in the same way that you're going to react.
I feel like every week we've been talking about, I've had conversations about this week. Because once again.
What's happening this week?
No, trust me, it's a long week. I was talking to Gerard again about a friend who I felt like wasn't giving me much. And wasn't giving me much, but was asking for a lot.
Mm.
And I was just asking him for advice on like what he thinks I should do. Funnily enough, I literally was like, I'd message them and be like, oh, hey, chicken, I need you. Like, yeah, fine, thanks, same to you. Stuff like that. And then message me a couple of days later, like, oh, hey, can you do me a favor? And I'm like,
no.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So it's how do you implement? But and he gave me some. I mean, he was giving me advice and stuff. Like, I just say exactly what you're saying. Like, not everyone can give what you can give, and everyone has different capacities.
This is
and
it.
Sometimes you this actually have to be. If you feel like it's not draining you, sometimes you have to be okay with there being a bit of an imbalance.
Mm.
People don't want to hear that. Mm. Like they want, I want to get back everything that I give.
Yeah, it's not
but sometimes
realistic.
That's not always going to happen.
Yeah.
And as long as you're not draining yourself, everybody has different capacities. I think that's yeah. something we have
and
to
everyone expresses love differently
exactly.
in
yeah.
a friendship.
Yeah.
So, or even in a relationship.
Defo.
So, have you guys ever cut off people?
Yes, I remember a friend kept pushing my boundaries. This was and it's funny, we're friends again now, but at the time I was maybe 24, it's about 4 years ago, and they kept sharing information about me that I didn't want to be shared.
Wow.
And I think that wasn't the only boundary that was pushed, but there was a lot of boundaries that were pushed. Yeah, a lot of boundaries that were pushed. And so I just, at the time I was quite young, so I didn't handle it maturely, but I just didn't answer it. I just stopped answering the calls. We didn't talk.
Ghosted.
Literally, the next time we spoke was my mama passed away.
Wow.
Literally. Like, that was
sometimes
the next time
you've
spoke.
Got to do what you've got to
I
do,
just,
you know?
I couldn't do it anymore.
For
I
your own
do
mental
it. I felt
space.
Like I was...
That's it. Just
it was a lot
for your own mental space. Yeah. Just yeah. dead it mm-hmm. because so. There's no point in just keeping people hanging around just because you've been friends for so long. Because that's also an element of guilt. Oh, just because I've been friends with you for so long,
exactly.
that means I have to keep you around. No,
and I told you guys the friend that I lost when my mom passed away.
Yeah.
Boundaries were being pushed from right, left, and center, and I had to be like, no, this is not it. It's not it. And yeah, it's like Jen said, capacities are different. We have to be aware
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so rounding up then, final question for those people that might not be as confident enough to express those boundaries. How can they be implemented?
Mm. I would say
in a
this
space
really
where,
cliche.
You know, confidence
this
is lacking.
Not cliche,
or even
sound really cheesy. Practice saying things like practice in the mirror.
That's not cheesy. Or I do that sometimes.
No, I can't do that today. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do that. Yeah. Just practice using that language. If
and
that
maybe
makes
start
sense.
Small as well.
Yeah.
So if you can't say it on the phone, maybe text them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So start with text and then maybe start with, and then voice notes. And then phone conversation and then face to face. So
definitely practice
start
using
that language.
I think the issue is a lot of us don't know the emotional vocabulary. We don't have the capacity to actually think, how can I express myself? So do your research. Do your research on words that you can use that, it expresses how you're feeling exactly. So I would say practice using no. Say it to yourself. I also think that's another conversation for another day, but boundaries of yourself as well. How you treat yourself, not
exactly.
just how people treat you.
Exactly.
Not about outside world but inside world. So I'd say practice. And then practice, look at words you can use, and surround yourself with people that respect your boundaries.
Exactly.
Try your best to, anyways.
For sure. What about you,
Jean? I would say try not to overthink as well. Sometimes go with your first instinct. Because have you seen those videos where you're typing and then you do
lose it.
As soon as you start thinking, everything just goes bloop.
Sometimes your first instinct might be like, oh, no, I don't really want to. And then you start overthinking it and you say something else that you weren't supposed to say.
Exactly.
So just go with your gut. And then let the rest just follow. Like, if a conversation has to be had, then let it be had. But, you know, try not to overthink.
Also, ask for advice from people that you know are good at, like, setting boundaries.
Now, I hope that was you guys enjoyed. I love this episode and I hope you learned. Let us know your thoughts.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, guys.
And just like that, that's us for another episode of She's in the Pod.
To be a part of our growing community of SEAP Sisters Online, head to www.sheesinthepod.com and subscribe to our email list.
And don't forget, as I always say, I'm sure you guys can even say it with me now. If you love what you've heard today and in our previous episodes, please leave us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Period. And if you... Oh no, that would have been two episodes ago now.
What's that?
Where we had our boyfriends on. That has been our most.
You guys been loving that still.
So if you want to go and, you know, re-listen to it, please do. Let us know your thoughts. And
all right.
Until next time, ladies.
Bye. Bye.